We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Guess who's back? The DOC. That's right. We got Rick Doc Walker on the line. Doc, you've been busy. You've been filling in for Sheehan all week. I haven't seen you in our office all week.
Yeah, I didn't come talk to
us. We missed
you. Say hi, nothing.
I needed a canine alert.
No, man. I don't get to come in, man, until one of you guys are on a yacht or in an airplane or helicopter.
Well, you mean when JP's gone. That was you mean.
Well, you're right. Yeah. B. Mitch, I got to give it. JP, you know I love you, man, but I'd love to get your contract, man, before they lay me to rest.
Well, Landfill's on vacation now. That's what we should focus on, is that Jim Andrew Mullins is taking vacation. Doc, I'm not one of these guys that looks in the past. I look at today, and I look forward, Doc.
Me too. And I love that.
And if that's where we're looking, let's just be clear.
Yeah, he looks forward, especially when you're going to talk about something about with him.
Mullins is on vacation. If anybody's asking who's on vacation this week.
I'm shocked. I didn't think you took him, but I'm shocked.
And since we're doing this, I'm going to tell you, Doc, and the world, I just had to cancel a golf trip to Kiowa. So, you know.
Why?
I'm not asking for anybody to cry for me, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, to cancel because probably some other reason. Lauren told him, nope, you already went on.
You're shooting a commercial.
She shut him down.
Lauren told me I should still go.
I understand you're endorsing a new beer.
No, to be honest. So I'm now going to New York for Caps. And Caps could go longer, right? We don't know.
Oh, so you quit because you canceled your trip because you're going to be working.
No, I don't want to be I don't want to be that far away from the girls for that many nights, honestly.
Ching, ching.
Okay, well, you decided to do that. It ain't our fault.
I'm just saying I canceled a vacation.
Sorry for you.
I canceled a vacation.
Yeah, you should have never made it then.
Brian, you don't feel sorry for anyone. Doc might have some sympathy.
Doc don't feel sorry for you.
Let's let Doc answer.
Doc don't feel sorry for you. Doc taught me.
All I will say is that the more trips you take, the more chances I get to spend with Jeff Walker and Brother Mullins. So I ain't mad.
And how has your relationship with Heavy Metal Chris blossomed this week?
Well, see, brother, you know, like I say, man, we work the Negro League, so we're together a lot. And so that's my dog, man.
I legit don't know if you're allowed to say that.
Oh, you can say that. You can say that.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
The weekends, man. What are you talking about? It's in the circuit, man.
Doctor.
You want me to say the Chitlin League?
I want to ask about the event that you're in charge of tonight, that Brian's getting an award.
Well, Steve Beck, Josh Barr, they're in charge of it. I am simply a steward and honored to be a part of it. Look, it's not, you know this, JP, because you're on every major outlet in the country. How lucky am I? I get to present Brian Keith Mitchell with another award.
First one I've received from you, Doc.
I don't believe that.
Oh, Brian, you did.
Walk out your studio. Walk out your studio.
There's a picture of it outside.
Yeah, okay. You know what, JP? You already know. You know him, okay? We spend most of our life presenting him with awards.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
It's good to be B-Mitch, man.
Hey, man. And I ain't mad at him, all right? So
you know who? B-Mitch is a little temperamental today, Doc. B, how are the scripts going?
Doc. You've done scripts before, right? You have to read these scripts.
Yes.
And tell me it's a 30-second script.
Yep.
Every sentence in the script is necessary that the people hear it to tell them about the actual event.
Right.
But I keep getting told to personalize it. I don't know how to personalize. The event is sponsored by Commuter Connections, Washington Area Bicycle Association, Al's Bike Shop, Go Alex and ISL.
Giving them a freebie.
How can I personalize that without reading that?
Is this the ride you're going to do to benefit the military this weekend?
No, this is another one.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, how do I personalize it without giving you that information?
Well, you be Mitch. You just tell him that.
Well, let me add that this is a much more calm and rational approach than he took during the break, where the FCC would have cared how we were discussing the script during the break. I promise you that.
Well, look, you have a world-class orator in the other room, in Jeff Walker.
Have Jeff drop a beat to
it. He's upset, too. He got more upset than I did.
Because it's just crazy. Like, the spot is perfect. If the spot was to run right now, everyone would be satisfied
with
the spot.
We're going full radio insider here.
But it's just crazy. Go ahead. I'm done.
You're good. Doc, I did want to ask you about Topgolf. Have you ever been? Do you enjoy Topgolf?
Yes, I do.
I do, too. Good wings. What do you think about the Commanders hosting a whole bunch of draft prospects at Topgolf?
Oh, I don't have a problem with anything they do.
What do you care if Jaden Daniels' agent has a problem with what
Not
they
at all.
Do?
I learned something many years ago from a wise man told me, hear nothing, say nothing. That's... See, JP, you're in the transfer information business. I'm not. You're a journalist. I'm not. You're a blogger. I'm not.
Big so, ear blogger is a preferred term.
Well, there's these four different channels that make a living off hearsay. I'm not a part of that. One of the beauties of aging is that, and not being born with a laptop in my crib, is that I don't, homie, don't play that. So I realize that we're getting pimped by these four entities that just pass along information. And they can't survive without a phone next to their head or something going. They got to run. I don't live on that level.
Well, I tell you what, I got a little bit more news here, which is just what we needed. The video kind of making the rounds is Adam Schefter saying that Jaden Daniels' agent was upset with the process of Topgolf, more or less, right?
Okay.
Well, another agent with the same agency just quote tweeted that video and said fake news. Another guy that works at Agency One, which is the group representing.
Let me leave it with this, okay? And this is what I said earlier, Doc.
Okay.
The guy put an emoji up. No one knows what the hell he meant. Everybody is assuming what he meant. Right. Last time I checked, assuming make an ass out of you and me. They make an ass out of a lot of us then. Because ultimately, until that man comes out and say exactly what he meant by it, because we've already thought he could have meant something else.
I think it's possible the emoji was being dismissive of Florio's take.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if he's dismissive of Florio's take, he's not saying anything about anything. So now it's what people assume. And it's amazing to me now where media has become the person who's going to say what you mean before you even say what you mean.
Gossip.
It doesn't. It's like it's not what it used to be. It's like now we used to make sure we had the information before we just speculate all the time.
It's like gossip, though. Yeah, you might as well be 16 and have a Prada purse around your arm. I mean, it's like, but I'm not mad at you because it works for some people. It's like looky lube. I said it today. I don't look at a wreck on the other side of the beltway. I could care less. I don't slow down for roadkill. I used to. I no longer do it. I have matured. Brian can make all the fun of me he wants to at my age. I'm aging gracefully.
You look
and
great,
I accept
Doc.
It.
I don't make fun of you, man. I just make.
Yes, you do.
You make fun of me.
Yes, you do. That's okay.
You call him Methuselah.
You know, here's the thing about it, JP.
I would never say that. Been around a long time.
I would never call Doc
JP.
Methuselah, but you call him Methuselah.
JP, that's okay.
You're talking about everybody every day.
JP.
What the hell are you talking about?
JP, it's okay. I'm waiting on Mitch. You see what I'm saying? I'm waiting on him.
If you wait on
no
me,
problem.
I'll never catch you, dog.
No, I hope you do. I want you to. What do you mean you'll never catch me?
I'll never catch you, man. But when I get to your age today, you're going to be gone again.
No, man. Keep coming. Let me tell you this. These eight, they want clicks. This guy, I hear people repeating these people all the time, and I go, wow. People say, what does he do? He keeps getting people to, he said it. Adam Schefter, he gets paid to pass information along. I love his gig because he's like E.F. Hutton. He's earned that. And so people, now everybody else gets played and they try to pass it along. If you can get in there, if you get a check for those clicks, then hallelujah. Then you win. Everybody else is just getting played.
Hey, Doc, a real question. How important is it for you that they draft a left tackle here?
Well, it's the only way we're going to win, and I really want to win. I'm really tired of losing and being mocked and not being able to talk any trash with my inner circle. So it's imperative that we get back to the – look, we've already know what it takes. We've been there before. I talked about it today. B. Mitch knows. Remember when we only got food when we won?
Yeah.
You know, Joe Gibbs grew. We had great restaurants, but they only delivered when we won.
Exactly.
That's funny.
You know, then somebody had somebody had a great idea. Let's put $3 million into a kitchen and feed them all the time. They ain't bust a grape since. And I'm going, let's get back to winner take all. We used to get free beer when we won. Everything happened when we won.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember that. You can talk old school all you want. I'm dying to get back to old school principles. Because all this new stuff, it sucks. Because everybody gets paid, gets rich, gets fired, and moves on. And we get stuck with the carnage.
Doc. Thank you for making time for us. What time are you getting to the event this evening?
I'll be there before it starts.
Okay. We'll see you there. You wearing a tux?
And I'll see you there. Hey, make sure Mr. Mitchell is accommodated.
Yeah, make sure that they get your chariot in there properly.
Oh, absolutely. Now, everything will be. Mitchell, we'll make sure all your accommodations are just as you like.
Don't try to act like I'm getting the treatment you get.
The VVIP. Thank you, Doc.
We don't know what you mean, Mr. Mitchell, but we will accommodate you.
I am Doc.
Thank you.
Crazy,
hey, guys. Man. You guys have a good one. Thank you, man.
Doc Walker's the best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.